June 22nd, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wasiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.com, and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wassalam mubarak. Such a man brings material and science out of the earth. Allah above those who have knowledge. You go down to the floor and you make sajda. You make one and you say, glory to my Lord the Most High, three times. What is this addressing? Civilization first, conquered in the name of physical strength and power, might, weapons. But then science comes to them out of the earth and give them another superiority that puts them in a situation where their mighty nation in material strength could be defeated by them as though they were inferior in material might to those nations who had science and used it over the head of the others, and they defeated those powerful mighty nations. Joshua, that is the throne of power. So this is a graduation for the rise of nations. Here they are, they go to the earth and get out of the sciences, and they sit on the throne, Jasala. So that is the throne of power. So they rise up and they sit on the throne, one, but you can't stop there. Knowledge is not what you should bow to, and that is not what you should set upon as your authority to rule. Not knowledge only. So you go down and you recognize that God has given us the sciences out of the earth, out of the material reality. And you say, glory to my Lord the Most High. They stop calling themselves the mighty. They start calling themselves the ulama. God says in the Quran, wa fuku kuli dahi ilmin Alamun. Wafuku kuli dahi ilmin alamun. Translated, above every knower is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knowing. He is the Most High. So knowledge, what they know, made them higher in the others. So now they are ruling because they are higher in knowledge, not because they are necessarily stronger in the physical mass or power, but because they have more knowledge. So you rise up from the jasala and say, oh Allah, forgive us because we went wrong, even though we recognize you as the Most High. What we found made us blind to the truth, and we got absorbed and our own knowledge and forgot you. So we say, oh God, forgive us and have mercy on us. Then you go down again and you come back up and you begin the compliments are not for any but for you, God, the most deserving of this that I have been giving these kings, queens, trying to get them to accept me and their kingdom or welcome me in their presence when I have a charge. When I have a change to speak to them, I have been telling them, Hayakum Allah, Ya Ri, Ya Ri, 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 Ri. Halakumala year arei. God give you long life, getting rid of those false masters, throwing off these oppressors, and prayers for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do they do so they can get the grace of the man? God give you long life. May he protect the kingdom forever. Ameen. May he give you all the riches and all the beautiful things. Ameen. So who are you praying for? Not to God, but to this guy that you want him to be nice to you. Then they say to the ruler, good Lord, good master, we are living so much better now under your rule. You hear me, my brother? This is a good man. No, salutation and prayers are for God, not any salat, not any grandizement or praising or complimenting. No, that is in the tradition of man's life under rulers. That is what it is addressing. So that in the history of man's life on this earth under false rulers, that is what it is addressing, and that we should change from that, turn from that. When you go to Saudi Arabia, what do you see when the king comes in? Hayyakum Allah, ya adzi kabira. That is what you hear. They start praising him, and then a group of poets will come up, and they will start saying rhymes, rhythms, that rhymes to it. And he is setting up like nothing can touch him. He is unreachable after all that stuff. He is saying, you don't know me. You are nothing. All you say doesn't move me at all. I got you before you came here, and I'll have you when you leave. I don't need your flattery. I don't need any of that, but I don't give it. Investigate him. You probably need to lock him up or kill him. So you come back up, and you sit down, and you start reciting in the right way. That this is we have been giving to rulers is not for them, it is for God. And then you say now you are ready for peace. As-salam alayhim, Nabi. I have been reconciled with your life and your spirit, O messenger, O prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. So I greet you with peace, be on you and the mercy and the blessings of God. Now you are deserving of it because God has reconciled me with your soul, your life, and your spirit. Then you say, As-salamu alayni wa ala ibadullahi salahin. Peace be on us because of you and on the righteous servants of God. Alani, aren't we the righteous servants of God? Why do we say wa ala ibadullahi salahin? Because they are righteous servants out there amongst the Christians, amongst the Jews, and other people. And we wish them peace too. Isn't that beautiful? When you really know what you are practicing, it is salvation. It's beauty. It is what will make us comfortable with other good people all around the world and make them comfortable with us. If you just take them by commentary, it will open up the world to you. People won't fear you. They will love you. Now I'm ready to be a witness. That qualifies you to be a witness. I witness there is nothing but the one God. Only the one God could have brought us to this excellent position in the world. That is truth. Abraham is the father of it. Now we can say, now we are true witnesses. That's how the people behave like they're behaving in Islamic worlds. He witnesses that Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, is what he is. You can't be a witness. How can you see what he is doing, what you do? It tells us you don't know what he is. You don't see what he is. You don't know. This prophet, prayers and that peace be upon him. They don't know him. We know him. Allahu Akbar. Do you know you can stop right there and say Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah? That can finish your prayers. That is your farad of your prayers. That you come to that position and witness that the one God, witness Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, and say Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, because that knowledge puts you in the position to give peace to the conscious world on the right and the unconscious world on the left of those who follow their knowledge and those who follow by habit. You can give both of them peace upon the authority that you have achieved by following the discipline of the knowledge, the guidance of God to that conclusion that there is one God and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, a mortal human being, is his messenger, not an angel, not a Gnostic, not a divine person who lives separate from the world. No, a mortal man who had wives and swept the floor for them, go out and shop for them in the market by himself, not with an entourage. Do you know Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was that powerful man over the whole state of the Muslims and would walk out and go shopping in the market, and they would see him there shopping for groceries and things to take back home? Jesus, Muslim, to believe as a sign of human possibilities. So fitra is Christ's nature. That was our prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, a wonderful creation. And that is us, if you understand that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. That is why he is a model for us. He wants us to grow in that light and in that pattern of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him's life, and all of that was given to the world before Jesus Christ is a sign of it. Take up his burden, take up his cross, and identify in his life Christ in Christ, and Christ in us. It's said that if a Muslim does not believe in Christ Jesus, he is not only truly a Muslim, he is ignorant of his own identity, because to believe in Jesus Christ is to believe in yourself. If it is to believe in the possibility for your own self, if God put his spirit and his word into you, you should be able to come to become Christ's nature. And we agree in that, but we don't call it Christ's nature. We call it Fitra, the original life pattern and discipline that God established in creating humans, beings for them to evolve into it, to hunger for it, to struggle and work hard for it until you arrive there. The prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, when he arrived there, he said, God, here I am. He did not say, there I am. He did not say, I am with you now. He said, I am here. Here I am. O Lord, meaning I am finally in my own self. I'm finally established as you want me to be established in my own self. So here I am. I hope you got it clearly. I'm giving it to you clearly, but sometimes you are not in the solar system. You are with a comet, and it is just going fast as hell through everything. So I can't communicate to a comet. But I sure can communicate to a member in the family of the stars or planets, but not to that alien who is just flying, going headlong to where he does not know until he burns up and crashes upon the earth somewhere. He stops dead. Many of us are like that. Don't become so confident in your own thinking and mind. Always take the position that it is a possible that I can be guided more or better. No matter how much you achieve, that is my position now, and I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me the whole reality. Jocelyn is sitting on the throne of authority. So we finish in Jocelyn. It means you a sitting on the throne of authority, and every one of us is supposed to be able to say our prayers and come to that conclusion, aren't we? So what is that saying? Every tub shall set on its own bottom. Isn't it what the book says? It has to be fulfilled. The Quran comes to complete everything that came before. Every man shall have his own vine and fig tree. So every tub shall sit on its own bottom. So this is the independence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for each and every one of us. Free our minds and hearts and souls to live at peace with one another on this planet Earth. And he wants us to live in the light, not in the darkness. And all of us can come to that light just following the way of our prophet, prayers, and the peace be upon him. Lastly, what do we say? We say, oh Allah, make Muhammad, prayers, and the peace be upon him, successful. Because this is the man. We recognize him. So we pray for his success. Make him successful and make his followers successful, as you did for Abraham and the followers of Abraham. Bless Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Bless him means not only the spiritual life, but also in the material life, as you blessed Abraham and the followers of Abraham. Surely in all the world, you are the most worth of praise, or the most praised, and you are the most famous. Don't we follow people because they are famous? We follow fame. No, God is the most famous. And if they want to get up right now, what do? They use the ones who are famous, or they seduce us with the possibility that we will become famous and take us off course, feed us into destruction if we buy it. So this is the wonderful prayers. Elijah Muhammad helped whites use the fishing for blacks. And look how God spoke through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man who couldn't see like I see. He said the Muslim prayer is the best form of prayer. He wrote it and put it in writing, even though he was not instructing us to pray that way. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said many things. I know he said it and didn't know the full ramification. He didn't know the full power of what he was saying. But he said those things. That is how God is. God speaks through whatever he wants to speak through. And certainly he spoke a lot through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. In fact, he healed the white race who were healed. His medicine was the most powerful for healing them. What he gave was the best medicine for healing the white race here and all over the world. Fish deceive that he's being fed to feed you. What he gave to us was the best trick for getting the people to come from their ignorance to the right way. What he said was, he was fishing, right? He said, go out and fish the dead end. So what was that saying? Fish. A fish is deceived. You make the fish think that you are feeding him. But if he eats what you're giving him, he gets hooked, and you bring him in, and you eat him. So you deceive him to make him think that he is being fed, but really he is going to feed you, right? And Mr. Farad, that is what he had in mind. I'm going to give them something that they think is food for them. But I'm going to hook them, and Wallace is going to get them one day, and they are going to be feeding us. You will make a real nice meal on this new table. So they were fishing, meaning searching, trying to search and find what will bring the life to them, right? So they were searching to find what will bring the life to God in those people, but they were doing that through the spirit and the emotional side, not the rational side. Isn't that the average church preaching right now? They are trying to get the people to come to God by working their spiritual or emotional side to get you to come to God. So they are not following Jesus Christ. He said, throw the net on the right side, not to fish in the blind water of the people, but fish in the light of their reasoning, their understanding, and that is fulfilled with Muhammad's prayers and the peace be upon him and Al-Islam. So over and over again it says, don't you have brain? Don't you use your brain? This is in the Quran. You should understand that you were created with brain. Don't you use them? Should you ignore the brain that God has created you with? This is an argument of the Quran over and over again. Don't you know that you should use the brain that you can create it, that you are created with? So these brains are what makes you superior to other creatures. Your special human brain makes you superior to all other life. So don't you want to use your brain? And you men of the truth come from Arabia with Abraham, established the first house, Kaaba. Has light coming out of Mecca, east of Jerusalem. It comes to the west. Prophet says to the angels, your knowledge is of the nature of fire. Fire burns things, twists, distorts, breaks loose, disintegrate. The prophet's fire is different from fire in that it doesn't destroy the form of things. It reveals the form of things. Allah is not going to change the human nature to make the human an angel or spook. God isn't going to face a devil to come back into good form. He is going to shine the light on the devil to let the world and the devil see that he is out of form. One light puts up to rule the day. Sun, moon, fast, first, you have to have the light of conscience that shines in the dark. You can't see your way, but you got a light of obedience, truth, lit in your mind. And it'll keep the light on until the sun comes up. So when the sun comes up, the moon takes its back seat. Sometimes the moon survives the night and is out with the sun. So east means beginning of mind. So Quran Surah 2, Ayah 20, lightning, walk, then stop. Matthew 24:27, as the lightning shines out of the east. So when you get there, the Holy Ghost will tell you what to say, meaning that spontaneously you will have a spontaneously illumination. Your illumination will be spontaneous as the light flashes out of the east, even unto the west. Lightning is spontaneous illumination. It gives you vision for a little while. You see and it cuts off. See how clear it is now? It starts from the east. The east is symbolic of what? The baby stage, the beginning, the drawing of the mind. The east is the drawing of the mind. West, darkness. But it's going to take you all the way to the west. It's going to take you to the point where you will want to see beyond this world. To see beyond this world, the spiritual light has to go out. The sun has to set. Then you will seek the universe on the back pattern, on the black, on the law of the heavens, right? So now when you get that understanding from the law of the heavens, understand that it is not to go up there. It is to be applied down here. Say they wanted to see God manifest in body. So he punished them with lightning, right? With a lightning bolt, he punished them. So the same urge that will bring us into knowledge, Jesus said it will bring us into knowledge, didn't he? He said the light will shine out of the east even unto the west. So if your attitude is right, if your orientation rightly, then that spontaneous burst of the rational urge intellectual urge will eventually bring you to see the emotional urge is not planned as my leader. I will not take me into the proper plan. So I have to give up that. Must die. I'm going to go away, right? Must go away so that the spirit of truth will come unto you. So when you close your eyes and shut your eyes to the light of your own intelligence or intellect, which is emotional in essence, it feeds your emotions, whether you know it or if not. It feeds by your emotion, the urge in you to know so that you say, oh, I don't want to go for what I want. Your will be done. God's not mine. So close eyes, stop urge to see material world. Yes. So when you close your eyes and stop, the urge sees the material world, and you want to see the will of God. Not the world, but the will of God. Then the spontaneous urge comes back against lightning, brings had bad omens. It brings bad consequences, and the light brings good consequences. So that's why one lightning is bad and the other is good. In the New Testament, the lightning that to show you how Jesus came back is good. But the lightning that hurt the people who wanted to see God manifest in body, that was a curse. It was bad. So when you close your eyes to your own self-world and your own selfish interests, and you're trying to reconcile yourself with the will of God in the dark of your own vision, close your eyes to your own vision, then God causes that inner urge. That's what is called cognition. Look up the dictionary if you know that word cognition. It's a word or term of just what we are talking about, the natural urge, the intellect, to see, to understand cognition. So the cognition, then yes, they give you a carnation, flower sometimes, on special occasions, right? It has nothing to do with that carnation, incarnation. No, carnation is the opposite of this, pardon me. Cognition is different anyway. Cognition, then, it is the urge that first manifests as, yes, that's ignition. Ignition is the spark of things to the beginning of an ending. So lightning intuition. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 20, walk only in thunder and lightning. So lightning refers to intuitive light of man. I really like the word Prophet Abraham gave. He told the big ruler, the one who created me shall guide me. And that's a good way to get another view. Look at Abraham to see him a little clearer. So where is the guidance in creation? The guidance for any form of life is in that created body. Is that not right? Science is the guidance for treating all forms of life from the study of that form of life. The guidance is in its creation and not form. That is where the guidance is. That's why just anybody can't be a doctor. You can't guess at this treatment. It is scientific. The guidance is in the created thing. So that is what Abraham was telling this arrogant ruler. You think you know everything, but no. You are ignorant. You are following guesswork. You are nothing but an advanced, wealthy witch doctor. Here I'm coming with the truth, and you have false magic. The one who created me shall guide me. And that's the meaning of Kalika for Sawa, Kadira for Hada. Kalika for Sawa, Kadira for Hada. In four steps he created, then he balanced everything. So that is laws if things are balanced. It means those things are governed by laws, Qadira. Then he empowered the intellect. That is talking about the intellect, but the same thing happened with creation itself. God has created matter. It comes willingly or unwillingly to the order that God intends for it. So if it is not in agreement, then there is a strain in the matter to conform to the law intended for that matter. It might explode and then find its adjustment, or it might by some other activity come to its adjustment. But it is going to come to its adjustment because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it all for peace, so it has to have its peace. So for the intellect straining for the guidance, it strains and strains with issues that the intellect wants to see and some kind of rational order or agreement. The intellect strains and strains. That is what the term Qadira is referring to, and after a while, light comes on. It happens, and the intellect knows this is the answer. So this is how it's supposed to be settled, or this is how this is supposed to be stated or composed, etc. And with that is the guidance. So there is guidance, and the intellect will keep working with it after the light has been turned on. In a mysterious way, intuition, cognition, etc. So the light is on now, and the intellect begins to work on what it saw. I really like the words Prophet Abraham gave. He told the big ruler, the one who created me shall guide me. And that's a good way to get another view. Look at Abraham to see him a little clearer. So where is the guidance? In creation. The guidance for any form of life is in its created body. Is that not right? Science is the guidance for treating all forms of life from the study of the form of that life. The guidance is in its creation, in its form. So this is where the guidance is. That's why just anybody can't be a doctor. You can't guess at the treatment. It is scientific. The guidance is in its created thing. Qadira refers to strain of mind that leads to guidance. So that is what Abraham was telling this arrogant ruler. You think you know everything, but no. You are ignorant. You are following guesswork. You are nothing but an advanced, worthy, wealthy witch doctor. Here I'm coming with the truth, and you have false magic. The one who created me shall guide me. And that's the meaning of Kalika Fasawa Qadira Fahada. In four steps he created, then he balanced everything. That is laws. It brings things balanced. It means these things are governed by laws, Qadira. Then he empowered the intellect. That is talking about the intellect, but the same thing happened with creation itself. God has created matter so it comes willingly or unwillingly to the order that God intends for it. Well, if it is not in agreement, then there is a strain in the matter to conform to the law intended for that matter. It might explode and then find its adjustment, or it might by some other activity come to its adjustment, but it is going to come to its adjustment. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it all for peace. So it has to have its peace. So for the intellect straining for the guidance, the intellect strains and strains with issues that the intellect wants to see in some kind of rational order or agreement. The intellect strains and strains. That is what the term Qadira is referring to. And after a while, the light comes on. It happens, and the intellect knows this is the answer. So this is how it's supposed to be settled, or this is how this is supposed to be stated or composed, etc. And with that is the guidance. There is the guidance, and the intellect will keep working with it after the light has been turned on in a mysterious way, intuition, cognition, etc. So the light is on now, and the intellect begins to work on what it saw. So lightning, symbolic, people follow intuitive, but not revelation. So those who won't follow revelation, they follow nothing but the intuitive light. There are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit, but and it goes off, and they are at a standstill. The same God that gave you the intuitive power also gave you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time he will give you revelation. The revelation, the revealed knowledge that came to the prophets, as we know. Say to the rejecters of faith, I do not worship what you worship, and you are not worshiping what I worship. And I'm not worshiping what you worship, or I am not worshiping what you are set upon worshiping. It is a little stronger here, and you are not worshiping what I worship. So for you, your way, your deen, and for me, my deen. And you notice my deen has not the possessive letter Y on it. It just has the Kesherah Eval. Why? Because this is not an individual religion. It is a universal religion of mankind. So it is not nice for us to say in this particular discussion with rejectors, my religion, with some kind of a special pride or some kind of a special sense of possession. No, it's a religion of mankind. So play down your possession of it. Do not put the long vowel, double E, on it. Just put the little vowel, Kesherah E. Don't say my holding is long, but say my real quickly and keep going. Like some people say, my God. That is too long. He is not just your God. He is our God. Ukud means or not, your firm conviction, resolution. So you accept what he says and you find yourself breaking the law. You wake up one morning and you say, good God, I have broken all the law. I didn't know. I had slipped into this kind of thinking. The word ukud here is from the Arabic root word ukada, which means or not. And this is firm conviction, meaning your resolution or firm conviction. And I seek refuge from the harm or the evil of the envier when he envies. So these are prayers. They are chapters, but also prayers. I would advise you to pray these prayers. This world is too much for us. We can't manage it, but God will help us. He will help that, his help, that he gives it to help all. This is universal. Every society has come under influence and had tempted by Satan, and every society has had its magic and witchcraft. Another chapter says, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of humanity, mankind of all people. So you see, every one of these verses, we are calling on God himself. They are directing to God, and the Quran says to be not of the kafira or the rejecters of faith. Be not of the shirk, the polytheists, declaring the oneness of God. Here it is a must to have protection from the Lord of the dawn. So we know this is daybreak, light, it says, and I seek refuge with the Lord of the light. So there is the Lord of the light. It is not just light created, but the Lord of the light, the creator, the Lord, the light, or the one who started light, the one who created light to be. He is the one to progress that light. To take that light from beginning to end, stage by stage, it is a progression for the light. Now, if something interrupts that order and brings about darkness or confusion in the progression of the light, I should turn to the one who started the light in the first place, because he is also the Lord of the light. So we mentioned earlier the Bible saying that there would be a famine, not a famine of food, but a famine of hearing the word of God. The Bible also says that darkness will cover the whole earth. The Quran says, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of humanity, mankind, is the common usage of this word. Nas means all people. Lord of mankind is a better term, because humanity refers to human people, refined of people, living in accord with their best motivation, in accord with their inherent excellence. So humanity is not necessarily all people. All people have the gift of humanity, but it doesn't mean that they all have it. And that is because they are not awakened to it or they do not accept it. But this is all people. So I just want to correct myself. This is not humanity. It's all people of mankind. So those who won't follow revelation, they follow nothing but the intuitive light. They are the ones who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit, and then it goes off, and they are at a standstill. So the same God that gave you the intuitive power also gave you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time, he will give you revelation. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 20, walk only in thunder and lightning. Assalamu alaikum to you again, and Ramadan Mubarak. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the revelation of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to all mankind especially, to the believers or the followers of the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, in Quranic Arabic, kana asusu ala ma'i. Kana asusu ala ma'i. Translated, the throne was established before in the water. So what that revelation in Quran, I understand that though people turn bad, their intentions become bad. Intentions is still a good. The bad people get in the picture and get into control. It does not always mean because it is condemned and because they have taken advantage of a natural situation that the natural situation is bad. It's only there to let us know that a terrible thing has happened, but not necessarily that the situation was bad. It was good in its time. But because of the design by the shaitan and his followers of the wicked people, the situation became bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it with another. He replaced it with another in accordance with his plan or according with the development of human life as it progresses. As human progresses, then the development progresses, then what was used in the past is not best for the new situation, where people's lives had advanced from needing that kind of help or support it was getting before it had advanced where it mandated and required a more advanced or a more progress situation. Church life is trouble for African Americans. Some people, because of habit, because of sometimes corruption, lack of faith, they continue with something that they know teach human life or hold back human life from reaching the development that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, wants for it. And they just continue out of habit, sometimes continue out of greed. Sometimes just in ignorance, they continue to exploit human life for selfish gain. And I hate to put down our people, and I hate to put down the church, but on the whole, church life is bad for African Americans. I do not like to say it, but I am forced to say it. Just keep them in the water. It makes you fishermen of men. I will make you fishermen of men. And God says that his throne was upon the water. But then he changed it, and he said in Quranic Arabic, Wasiya kushurehu samiwati wa addi. Wasiya kushurehu samiwati wa addi. Translated, his throne extend over the heavens and the earth. So this is revealing to us growth for the administration or for the rule of human society on this planet earth. It is progressing in the time when it depends on fishing in the water of human sensitivity. In the Bible, God shows Jesus Christ beginning his mission, and he went out and called fishermen to come in and support his mission. They were fishing from boats in the water, and he told them to follow me, and I will teach you how to become fishermen of men. So fishing in human emotions means the intelligence is limited to reflex. Again, here we see Muhammad praising the peace be upon his life and mission, and Christ Jesus' life and mission parallel here. They are very similar. They are running together in that they have the same purpose and the same plan, so to speak. Jesus said, I will make you fishermen of men. He was taking them to the land. He was, and what he was saying in that one little statement is that people who depend on and working on the human feelings and sensitivity, the people they convert to their leadership or to their way are not men. They are like fish. So fish's characteristics or his life is used as a symbol or as a parable, so to speak, in characteristics of the quick responses, what you call reflex activity. So when we are describing people as fish, that is what we are saying. They are on that level where their minds, their intelligence is reflex. If you touch me, I'll say, who is that? What is going on? That is reflex. Fish, when you notice them in a bowl or in, if you have seen them swim in a pond or something, they are under reflex. They go in one direction until something gets their attention. Then they quickly respond to it. They either go to it or go away from it. Fish are known for reflex activity, reflex responses. So walk only in thunder and lightning. People who are given a religion or a religious message or preaching that want to arouse their feelings and emotions over a period of generations, those people themselves will become fish reflex. And if you speak to them, the brain muscles for rational insight is not there. When you speak to them and they are non-responsive, when you speak to them and give their mind something that requires them to use reason, that kind of state in the human intelligence is described as thunder and lightning. The light of intelligence is on for a short while. Like when the lightning flashes, it's not on for too long. But sometimes the flash is so bright at night, you can see what is happening around you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it flashes and it goes away. And they are in the dark again. They have to stop. They cannot proceed. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 223, women is man's tiller. The Quran, Surah 57, Ayah 21, garden the width of the sky and the earth. Whatever man creates is the creation of God also. That is what it is of lasting value comes from God's creation. God created it. God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. So the great and the most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. The study of man's development as a thinker or as a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand and as a human community on the other hand presents man's interaction, showing the two concerns working together as mates to address relevancy of a timeless nature in the history of community development for civilized society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he created for you mate of the same nature in one reference, that is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also that man's female counterpart is man's tillith. A tillith is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. And another Quranic reference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creator says, the size of the garden created for man to engage with his heart and with his intelligence is as the size of expanse of the sky and the earth, the universe, everything, relevancy, man's critics of religion, and especially scripture, Bible, and Quran. They say that the thing that people build their life on in religion and what was revealed or what came to them to them through their prophets, who received revelation, has little or no relevancy now in this modern day in the world. So relevancy means important meanings. The relevancy for man is times past, present, and in the future is understood by recalling how progress for the nation and recorded history and explained as a result of resourceful earth and universe engaged by human hearts and the human brain. So this is what we learn from history of man and his role in the universe or in the material world. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, 666, fire, fuel is man and stone. So man shouldn't put so much importance on his rational ability to the point that he forgets something stronger. Fire burns up his rational ability. Greeks and the Romans were destroyed by the fires of their emotion. So the cultural environment becomes so filled with emotion that they become romantic. The process goes from rationalism to romanticism. So this is a trend in man's intellectual experience. He comes into a period of rational life. They set up so rigid like a stone, no sensitivity. So when man comes up out of the crude nature, when nature evolved, the man has first contact with logic. He is not a stony one, not arrogant. He is humble. But in time, he becomes arrogant and says, oh, I'm the God evolved out of the matter. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24. We see in growth on earth the pattern of its development. It was a seed, and certain kinds of plants reveal its very seed. So people begin to identify their academic rational growth with the life of the land and identify the emotional makeup with the life of the sea, fish. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear, fire, fuel, men, and stone. And we also say, wastaka nira, and also fear, have this consciousness for hellfire, al-nura, hellfire. So you know we have to be conscious of God. The highest idea for us to conceive and the greatest good for us to conceive, but also fight. And I used to wonder why God says have this taqwa for fire. The hellfire is good fire if it is not designed for sinners or not used to sinners. See, the same fire that we use to cook the wood, the food with, it also will cook a sinner. It will cook sinner out of a sinner. So it is not the fire itself bad. It's the purpose for which it has been kindled. If it's been kindled to cook sinners, then that is a bad fire. So hell and Satan have an ending. So Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear the fire, fuel is men and stone. Revelation 20:13, hell delivered the dead. So fire burns stones and Satan. So this is the Satan. He deserves to be killed, and he's dying. He's struggling to stay here, but he's going to go. If there is going to come an end to hell, there must going to come an end to Satan. And the Bible and the Quran tells you there is going to be a time when hell is going to be done away with. When hell gives up the dead, it has no more job. The Bible says hell is going to give up the dead, and Satan is going to be done away with too. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Satan? There is coming a fire that you are not in control of, and the fire that is coming burns up men and stone. So hot stones the Jemirat, the stone of Satan. So before God's truth was Satan, a stone. You stone him, don't you, on heart. It means he's the stone he has no life responds to. He does not respond at all. He is just like a stone that can't respond at all. He becomes dead. like a stone, coarse, rough, immovable. You can't move the feelings in a stone. It's just solid. It defies its will, and it will break before it responds to touch or something. That's the Satan. So that is why the Quran says, or I should say hints, God revealed that the Satan will be burned up in the fire. He's a stone. The first is not only just for man. The fire is not only just for man. It is for men and stones, the hellfire. What else is it saying to Satan? Believe me, Satan hears. It is saying, you build a world that can burn up the soul of the people, or burn the soul of the people, burn their life out of them, burn their life up. But God has the power to create a fire much bigger and much stronger than yours. It will also burn you up. Satan is not going to create the fire that will burn him up. So he's like a stone. He walks through the fire. And he comes out, he might be smoking a little bit. But that is all. His form is not burnt up. He can walk and live in the fire and survive fire that he makes for others because he has become stone. God tells him, you think you're safe from fire. From your fire, yes, but God is going to bring about a fire that is going to burn up not only man, but also stone. So for the devil and all of his followers, the devil is used in the singular and plural in both the Bible and the Quran. Shayatin is a plural word for Satan. Taqwa, the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 24. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear the fire, fuel is men and stone. So taqwa is sacred respect for Allah, family. What is taqwa? According to the language of the Quran, when we see its meaning in English, it is sacred respect. Translated, regard, reverence, sacred respect for God. Firstly, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is for close family ties. Secondly, God says in his holy book, revealed as the last book to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, family has first priorities in the book of God. How do we understand that? When I said God was the first priority, that is because God obligates you to have family as number one priority in your life. God ordered that. Where did that command come from? It came from God. So if you obey it, you are also obeying the first priority. So you are respecting the first priority, and that is to have God as your first priority. Since God is the Muslim priority, and God says in his book, family has first rights, that is the exact meaning or translation. So this is talking about community life, isn't it? It is not talking about heaven or at God's throne. No. It is talking about in man's community, in man's life, as a community, or on this with people living and having to work with people in that community situation. Family has first rights. And isn't that how man's world started? Man went out and became a producer, a productive, a worker to take care of his family. So that is the way that history of man as a worker or as an industrialist person. God is telling us just that. To understand your life, you should know how you got started on this earth. Family has first rights. So taqwa, behavior, is a sacred priority. Following the most important priority in daily life, if Muslims as a number or priority, and we mentioned taqwa, we have to have taqwa for God. We have taqwa for the close family ties, and we have taqwa for our behavior. But understand, we are not immediately made to see behavior as this sacred priority. So we are not immediately made to see that. The expression in the Quran is given in these Arabic words, al-taqanira. Al-taqanira, in English it is, respect hellfire. If we take it to mean fire literally, every living thing by nature respects fire. Fire has such an important part in progressing family life, tribal life, and community life that the same that some men made the mistake to think of thinking that the sun or the fire is God. So death hereafter, the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 25. We had this before. The Quran Surah 7, Ayah 25, earth created you from it and you will return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that he has made the earth a place for you to be gathered. From it he brought you out, and to it he returns you. He promises that he will rise you up again from it. So it is in the Quran, but it is also in other scriptures. So the Quran, in this line of communication or revelation, God says, there is the earth you will find the fulfillment of all your aspirations. There you will find the answer to the fulfillment of your aspiration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create us to aspire for something outside of the reality of this creation that he made. If you want to become alienated from his creation, from his plan and his reality that he made for our reality. So this flesh body, you are losing yourself and you'll never find your own self. You will be lost forever, your own self. But if you want to find all of your hopes for the fulfillment of your life inside of this realm or inside of this content we call the objective world, earth, etc., you are on right track and you will grow and grow in more achievement and in more happiness. So we had this before. Is this the original fitra? We had this before. Hence Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it when they are brought to consciousness in the world, promised to them. The world after they will say, this resembles what we had before. And that is your nature. That is your original fitra. My fitra doesn't want something different from the wife I have now. If I'm going to have a wife, give me her. That is my choice now. You don't think if I die now, I'm going to change my choice? Dead. You don't make choices dead. So if I'm going to have one in heaven, paradise, I've got my choice already. And if God fulfills my dream and my hope and I expect to see, hear or something looking just like her in paradise, and that goes for all of my other aspirations, I desire to be free from this perishable body. I desire to be free of praise God forever, free to serve him forever. I never want to stop serving him. So death is a sad note for my life. I don't want to stop. I want to serve him eternally. That is my fitra. No one has to dream up an ideal plan for my life or an ideal world for me to live in. My nature speaks to me. My own nature as God created it speaks to me of the world that I want hereafter. Charity has a limited quota by governments to control nations. Salakallahu al-Din, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. I thank New Africa, Excellent Murad Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. We will continue tomorrow, inshallah. It only means that it please God. We thank you, our honorable listening audience, for your patience and your guidance. We pray to Allah that he bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.